Hello?
Hi, ma'am. Did we get disconnected?
Yes, we did.
Okay. I'm still trying to figure out about this address situation, so that's why I placed you on a brief hold.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm not understanding how they have a different, because on my policy, underneath mine and Curtis's name, it has 2720 Northeast 15th, Oklahoma City, 73117.
Okay. I'll just say for this issue, just to contact your insurance provider. Can I have the year, make, model, and also the VIN for the car that you're calling in about today?
It's a 2009 Kia Rio, and the VIN number is KNADE 2230965719 68.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so very much. And what's the color of that vehicle?
It's orange.
Okay. And what is going on with that vehicle today, ma'am?
It was running hot on me, and it died on the side of the highway, and I can't get it to start, and so I need to get it to my house to where I can get it fixed. So it acts like it wants to turn over, but it won't start.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put this in. Okay, so I just have a few questions. If they don't apply, then you could just say no.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so I have a question. Was someone already, did someone already start?
Did somebody already what?
See. Someone already started your ticket. Were you on the phone with someone else?
The one girl I told you that hung up on me before, when I was trying to, when I was giving her, we had the same problem, and I told you we got disconnected. So.
It's ma'am. Okay, I'm the first person that you talk to.
Oh, okay. Well, then I got hung up, and then I guess I called back and talked to another person. But I guess they tried to write the ticket up or not. But I tried to talk to two people already, which is you and another girl, and I got disconnected from the first person that I was talking to. And then I called back and I got you.
Okay. Let's see. Get it corrected and call back. So did you just tell someone she was going to get the address corrected and you were going to call back?
No, I was trying to explain to her like I did you with the address, and then all of a sudden the phone hung up, and she never called me back. And then when I called back, I got you.
I thank you. I was the first person that you talked to. I'm the first person who told you to I was going to place you on hold. Yes, ma'am, that's me. You were just on the phone with what was her name?
Oh, I don't remember. Okay. I know I've talked to two people, I guess. I've talked to two people, so.
Okay, so I'm going to see if she's still working. Let's see if she's still working on it. Come on. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Okay, she's not responding, so I'm just going to go ahead and finish this ticket for you.
Okay.
Okay, I just have a few questions. If they don't apply, you can just say no. Will this vehicle be able to shift out of park and go into neutral?
Will it be what?
Will it be able to shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yes, I actually even left the key in the I left the key in the ashtray so he could get the key and turn the ignition over to put it in whatever he needed it in.
Okay. And is this vehicle a four wheel drive, all wheel, or standard?
All I know is it goes in drive.
It's okay. I can get that looked up for you. Let's see. Okay, it says that your vehicle is a front-wheel drive.
Okay.
Okay, you stated that the keys will be left in the
I left the key in the ashtray.
Okay, are the doors unlocked?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this will be an unattended tow?
It will be what?
An unattended tow.
What does that mean?
It will be left with no one there.
Yes.
Okay, and I just want to know that you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and you waive all liability?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And where is this car located right now, ma'am?
It is located on I-35 highway, South I-35, right before you get to the 89th exit. Yeah, it's I-35, South I-35, right before you get to the 89th, 82nd exit where the Loves is.
Okay, so that's what I would need, the address to the facility. Let's see.
It's on the side of the highway, so I mean, it's not at an address. It's like parked on, literally on the side of the highway.
Yes, ma'am, and for that reason, I'll have to, like, they can know exactly what area to come to look for the vehicle.
Oh, okay. It would be, like, what? Moore, like, in between Moore and the city.
So Moore 89th exit.
Yeah, it's in Moore on the 89th exit, right before you get to the 89th exit.
On the orange car there.
Yeah, it's the only orange car on the side of the road.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, and this is by, you stated that it is Bob Moore's Ford dealer?
It's County Ford.
No, it's the city of Moore. But I mean, there's a dealership down the road on the exit, but the car is right off of the highway, right before you get to the 89th exit.
Okay, let's see.
Okay. Where? Where's that lady standing? Oh, in the red. Where? Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm trying to pull up more Oklahoma.
Yeah, it would be by the Love. There's a Love gas station right before, you know, when you exited off 89. So it's the exit right before the Love.
The exit before the Love.
Uh-huh. It's the 89th exit. It'll say 89. Hi. No. Oh, you don't have no smaller sizes? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I need a medium. They don't have nothing to fit me. Did you find it?
No, ma'am, I haven't. I'm still trying to type in different things to see if I can get a pinpoint.
Okay. Yeah, because all I know is it's on the I-35 service road, the exit right before the 8, you know, there's the 89th exit on the highway when you're coming off the highway on 35. There's an exit right there. It says 89th and 82nd, and it's right before you take that exit. So yeah, so it would more or less be like in Moore, I think. I'm thinking if you type in the Loves or in Moore, that would pop up. That's in the vicinity that I'm in because it's the exit right before you get to the Loves.
Okay, I'm seeing South I-35 Service Road, and I also see
I-35
Frontage Road.
No, it's South I-35 South Service Road. But it's not on the service road, it's on the highway. Over on the shoulder of the highway. But it's South I-35, you know what I'm saying? But it's not the service road, it's on the side of the highway, but that's the vicinity, what you're saying, it's I-35 South, not I-35 Frontage.
It's showing both. That's what I'm saying. It's showing South I-35 Service Road on one side, and it's showing I-35 Frontage Road on the other one. That's why I was asking.
Oh, okay. It would be like coming from north. It would be on the side coming from Norman. So that would be, I'm bad with directions. Because I was actually coming from Norman. So, where's my friend at? God, I'm so bad with that. It's going to be on the, let's see. It could be on the right-hand, the right-hand side of the highway.
And you said it's going to be on the right-hand side of the highway?
Uh-huh. Like coming from Norman.
Okay, so this is what I see for Moore, Oklahoma. It shows Bees Love Buds.
It shows what?
Bees Love Buds.
Okay, that was probably... It says Loves?
It says Love, yes, ma'am. And it shows South I-35 Service Road.
Yes, that would be it. But it's actually, like I said, it's not on the service road. It's on the highway, but it's on the shoulder of the highway. But that would be the right thing.
Okay, and the zip code I'm getting for this is 73160.
Okay.
Okay, and just to be clear, it's a lot of shopping centers and food places around, right, ma'am?
There's like a Christie's Toy Box and stuff like that. And there's like a car lot on one, you know, like on the service road. So I'm guessing, yeah. I mean, the only thing I no, is it's on the side of the highway on South 35, right before you get to the 89th exit where the Loves is. It's the only orange car on the side of the road.
Okay, ma'am, are you with the vehicle right now?
No, I'm not, but if I need to be, I can go back to it.
I just want to make sure that we're taking them to the correct location because they will try to charge you out of pocket if they have to come somewhere else.
Okay, no, I don't want that because I don't have any, I don't have money to pay right now. That's why I'm saying. If I need to be at the car, I can have my ride drop me back off at my car.
Are you close to your car now?
I'm not too far, I don't think. Hold on, let me find the person I'm riding with and see how far I am from my car.
Okay.
Okay, give me just 1 minute. Hold on, let me see if I can find you.
Sorry. Oh, let me see. Where did he go? Give me his one. I don't even see where he went. Burn it! I'm not too far from my car. I know that. I don't know where in the world he went.
Okay, ma'am.
Shoot.
Oh. Stop eating in my street.
Oh, wait, now I see you, Marcus. Marcus! Marcus! How far are we from my car? How far are we from my car? I'm 20 minutes from my car. Yeah.
This Interstate 35.
Mm-hmm.
Exit 89.
Uh-huh. You'll say 89, 82nd.
Okay, let's see.
Not me. That's what I'm trying to find out. Yeah. Okay.
Because the one I keep getting for South I-35 service road is the one that's in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Okay, that might be it.
So it's not more?
I don't know. It's in between Moore and Oklahoma City. That's all I know. So then it's probably the one that you just said in Oklahoma City. If it's not showing up in Moore, then it's the Oklahoma City one. When you do the when you type it in, if it's showing Oklahoma City, then that's the one.
Okay, so I'm gonna do the one for Oklahoma City because that's the one that I see with the most coordinates of where you're located.
Okay.
And it was the travel stop, the little travel stop.
Yeah, but it's the exit right before you get to the Love's travel stop. It's the exit. It'll say 89th, 82nd, and my car is parked right in front of the before you get off the ramp to go exit 89th.
Yes, ma'am. I just used the Love so he can know that it's in that area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yes.
Okay. And you said it's exit 89 before you get on the ramp?
Yeah, before you exit off the ramp to go to the exit.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and where are you taking this vehicle to, ma'am?
To the 2720 Northeast 15th address.
Okay, you said that is 2720 Northeast.
Uh-huh, Northeast 15th, Oklahoma City, 73117.
73117. Uh-huh. Okay. And I just have one question. How far is your home from where your car is?
Like 15 minutes up the road.
Okay, this will really probably help me. Okay, let's see. Okay. Oh, okay. I finally found the correct loves.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and it shows it's 13 minutes from your home.
Okay.
And I see Northeast 63rd Street.
Huh?
Oh, I'm just looking at some of the surrounding streets.
Oh, I shouldn't say, because I know on the highway, it's like there's 27th, and before you get to 89th, and then on past 89th, there's like 66th and 59th and all that, or 51st. Is that the vicinity you're in?
Let's see. Okay, and your home address is 2720 Northeast 15th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73117?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So this is the one that is 13 minutes from your home.
Okay, so that's the one by 89th, right? That has to be it, because that's the only love that I know. Yeah, that has to be it. Is that the right one?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm just still trying to make sure that everything is correct.
Okay.
Okay, this is the correct one.
Okay.
I had to make sure so we can make sure that nothing is being.
So do I need to be with my car, or can I just go to my house and y'all, since you found the right one?
Yes, ma'am. Since I found the right one, then you don't have to go to the car anymore. And you stated that the keys are with the vehicle, right?
Yes, it's inside the ashtray. The key to my car is inside the ashtray.
Okay.
We'll go down.
Bye, baby.
Okay. Okay, now that we finally are done. Okay, so now I have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and start contacting some service providers. And it shows here that your benefit covers up to $50, but this service was calculated to cost more than your benefit. So if you do choose to proceed, which payment option would you like to use? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm gonna make sure you're still there.
Yes, ma'am. So it showed that this service was calculated to be more than your $50 benefit. And so it's stating that if we do continue with the service, it will be a partial out-of-pocket expense. And if you do so, how would you like to pay for this if you do accept?
How much is it going to cost me extra?
I'll have to get in contact with the service provider and see how much they will charge for that, well, how much they will quote it. And then once I do that, I will give you a contact back and see if you accept or not.
Okay, I'm going to have to pay out of cash for what they don't cover.
Okay, you can
Is that
pay in
what
cash.
You're saying?
Yes, ma'am. It's really on how you want to make the
hello?
Payment. If you, hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Hello?